Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna take over the world with you. Take it all out, take it all out. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? I just wanna spoil you, baby. Kiss, love, and adore you, baby. Your fragrance, it drives me crazy. Fuck it, let's just have a baby. Just play. Cruising down the interstate. It don't matter, baby, pick a place.
Let me get this bag and just... my life with a wife in her. She hits me in my heart, in my heart like a kick drum. Do it from the start, from the start. She was it, she was it. I'm falling, no parachute. Always talking about you. I'm telling all my friends, I think this is the end. Like, baby, girl, better know that's Bria.
What's up? What's up, everybody? It is I Am Genesis coming to you live and in color this Thursday night for poetry night, and my host tonight is going to be Relly Rails.
What's the word, y'all? It's your boy Radio Rail. I'm good. I'm good. Your favorite host with the buttered toast. I like saying that.
Yeah, I like it too. It's a nice slow ring.
Yeah, you know, it's a nice little ring too. I want to shout out real quick Noah J. Clay. She's on the show Tuesday. It was lit. And also big shout out to Bar University TV. Me and our producer, AK, was on the show live yesterday. It was super lit. It was fun. It wasn't not no bad artists, surprisingly. It was lit. On behalf of OG Radio, I ended up passing it out to two people. We have an artist by the name of The Real DC Young Fly. He should be on the show tomorrow. And B-Trey comes back on the show tomorrow. Finally. I've been missing my other co-hosts, you know?
Aw, tears.
Stop it.
I know. Just love all over the place.
But, no,
I'm just chilling tonight. Well, I guess I can save this for the end of the show. But got big news, guys. Got big news. But we do have a poet on hold right now. I don't know if we want to bring him on right now.
We can, you know. We can.
Yeah.
So,
you want to go for it?
Without further ado, yeah.
Okay.
Why? You want to introduce her?
Let me see who this is. I don't even know who this is, to be honest with you. Let's see. Let's find out. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey there.
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, and yourself, who do we have the pleasure of speaking with tonight on this lovely night?
This is Enigma. My shot was actually
I knew it. You sounded familiar. You was on the show before. I remember. You had some hot-ass poetry. Yep, I remember.
Yes, you did. Okay, so you joining us again tonight.
Yes. I just wanted to do one poem today. So.
Okay.
Oh, just one. Okay, time. I mean, that's fine. No, you need a whole 15 minutes. If you want to speak your truth, continue to speak your truth tonight, you are allowed to within like a 15-minute time frame. You have all the time you want to speak as many poems as you like.
Hello. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell us the backstory for it.
Okay. So this poem is basically about, I'd say, relationships, kind of, or lack thereof, passions and goals and things like that. Okay.
Okay.
It's called I Don't Need a Man.
Oh.
Ooh.
Right to the point.
Okay.
It's all good, though. All good.
Okay.
Okay. I need a man who looks at me like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, who holds me like I am the anchor to his universe and breathes me in like the sweetest air. I need a man who is not only there, but he takes care, kind of like the tedious regimen that I have for my hair. I need a man, Lord knows I do. I don't want just anyone, but it could be you. I'm not looking for a dime. I need him to be divined and approved with the blessings of the gods. I need a man. This is not something I want. My standards aren't high, but my expectations are. I need a man who does it all because I am a woman of many faces. I am a woman of many traits. I get shit done. So, of course, he needs to, too. I'm not just looking for anyone. I'm looking specifically for you. I need a man who fucking understands that every day is not a good day, but every day has been planned. Every day is a gift. And I want you to know that I wish for you, but not upon a star. I put my faith into the universe because it has brought me thus far. I need a man, but not because I am lonely or because I am struggling or I need someone to hold me. I need a man because it is what I deserve. I need a man who loves all of my curves. I need a man that puts his responsibilities first, whose priorities are prioritized, who thinks with not only his mind. I need a man sensitive and kind. I need a lot, I know, and that's fine. A lot will be provided, but in due time. And until then, I don't need a man.
Oh, that was not what I was expecting. I was expecting a whole, like, toss them under the bus, roll them over.
Right.
I was going to say, well, Terrell going to have a lot to say about this.
Hey,
no bashing.
That was nice. I'm very deterred by the title, but it was a good piece. I was like, okay, I see what she did there. Okay, I fucked with it. What? I liked it.
Whatever, man, you get must go be lucky. You gotta wish from A to Z.
I got it.
I think most of her list was attention. Yeah.
Hey.
I think most of her list on the poem was based off of, like, she needs that attention, that affection, you know, that communication. I don't think it was necessarily, financial wise or anything like that. I think it was more, you know, the attention women crave more than men.
Yeah, it's not all about money, finances. You need other things too.
Exactly. I don't think those were complicated. Yeah, I thought it was dope too.
Thank you.
That was nice.
That might be my favorite part. That was dope. I gotta be quiet.
Because you was getting ready. I see them lips was getting ready to go for it. When she said, I don't need a man, boy, I was like, ooh, he's going to get started. He is about to get started.
I was up and like, damn. Technically, you need a man for something. You go to the car shop, you know. A lot of things.
Woo!
What's the word I'm looking for? I don't even remember the word that I'm looking for. But, y'all women need,
That's a good reaction.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing your piece with us. You are welcome to come on any Thursday as long as we have slots. And you know about the $25 gift card or gift that we give if you win for the night, a poet call in. You are definitely going to be in the list of Peter's competitors tonight, so because you called in. So anybody else there or anybody else that you know, please pass the word on so they can come get this lovely $25 gas money if they would like to use it to come recite some poetry. Thank you for coming.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Rally Rails.
Yo, that shit was hot. It was dope. That shit took me by surprise. I like something that takes my breath away. Because I was thinking the opposite. And then, boom. Like, I need a man. Like, ooh, but until then, I don't need a man. Okay. Niggas got to come correct.
Well, how many people going to understand that piece that ain't going to be ignorant about it? Because you know y'all men sometimes be in y'all feelings.
Men that are not open-minded, if you're not open-minded, you're gonna take offense to all of that. I didn't take offense to it because I, for one, understand now that I'm older what the want and need of a woman. And that communication goes a long way.
Yeah, it definitely does. I appreciate learning how to do that because it helps a lot. It fixes a lot of problems that could be ruin relationships if you have communication. So
yeah.
It's definitely something.
When I was young,
but
I definitely wouldn't know that. Communicate.
Yeah, you was on something
tripping.
Else.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that was the end of the story. You tripping. I ain't trying to hear nothing else.
Why you tripping, man? We talk. What you mean? We talk. Like, nah, it ain't even about
so,
it's just communication period. Real quick.
Well, so tonight, go ahead, Rails.
Okay, because I didn't get into the Tuesday all the way. But real quick, I want to talk about the election. I want to talk about the debate real quick.
I know, and I. The only thing that really pissed me off that stood out to me the most was that comment Trump said, stand by. Stand, what did he say?
Stand
I was
down
like, what?
And stand by.
Right, like what? Some army shit. Like, who are we talking to? Who are we talking about? Like, who's in the corner?
Exactly. But it was the funniest. It was so much of a disgrace. I couldn't do nothing but just laugh at it. I couldn't even get mad no more. Like, it was bad. It was basically who had the biggest dick in the room. That's all it really was. And it was like, what the fuck? Like, y'all, this is some Love and Hip Hop white version shit. That's
reality.
What it was to me. But me personally, I don't agree with neither one of the parties. Neither one of them won. Neither one of them answered anything correctly. Joe Biden tried to keep his cool, but he fed into what Trump wanted him to do, feed into his bullshit. But when Trump said, you graduated at the lowest of your class, so don't you talk to me about being smart. I lost my
mind. What did that even have to do at stake? And Trump just is an asshole. He's a proud asshole, too. Like, he gives no care about anything that comes out of his mouth, like, none whatsoever. I don't know if we had any other Indian president in the world
We've never. And here's the thing about that. I said, now, of course, I didn't want him to win 4 years ago, but he won. So I said at that point, I was like, well, maybe for the 8 years that we had this Mr. Cool-ass president, everything was fine and dandy. I was like, well, maybe we needed a president to come in and fuck some shit up, talk his shit, you know what I'm saying? And then we see where it goes 4 years later. And that's exactly what happened. I just didn't think that Joe Biden would stoop to the same level. But it lets me know how much of a joke this shit is to me, on whoever's side. It's just a joke that the presidency, the person who holds the seat to be the president is a joke on both sides. Like, we've seen 4 years of Mr. Petty, and then now we see somebody else who can be just as petty as him. I felt like it was just trash. But for me personally, and people get mad because I say this, but I don't care. I am not voting for either one of these two at all whatsoever.
Yeah, that's... I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even watch the debate. I just watched snippets of it from, like, The View or, whoever had, like, little stuff on there. It was, and I kept seeing, like, little snippets of certain stuff that they were saying. And to me, the reason I didn't watch it, and people were like, why are you not watching it? Why are you not participating in it? Because I feel like it's not going to change anything right now. And I know I'm the biggest.
It did.
I want people to go out and vote. I really do. But at the same time, they're making it impossible, like the ballots, how he's changed the mailing system, like he's changing everything, making it more difficult
now,
for people to actually get out there and vote. And he's doing it intentional, like to try to steal the election.
Well, It wasn't Trump, though. It wasn't Trump. Because that's the only thing I agree with him with is that, why are we doing a mail-in ballot when they're going to come in after the election? So he felt like it was going to be bullshit, and I feel the same way. Well, why are we sitting there doing that if the ballots, all of them, are going to end up coming in after the election? Which means how can
you don't
tell
get to vote
in real time?
That's how you know. But
right.
What about
so
in person when they were saying – well, what about in person when they were saying that they only going to have one car per, like, group of people to drop off the ballots at the actual booths in certain counties?
I think that's bullshit, too. I think that we should stick to what we've been doing, but follow the COVID guidelines. Stay 6 feet apart and go fucking vote. Now, the reason why I'm not voting is because I'm heavily into politics, and I do my research on every politician. Even though every politician is bullshit, everything that comes out their mouth is bullshit, we all know not everything is going to get passed. For me,
all I'm worried about is the racism. I'm worried about the race war that's going on. And I feel like both of them are racist to a certain extent.
And
they
are. And Trump makes it known that he's racist. I'm comfortable with somebody making it well known that they're racist versus somebody who hides it. You know what I'm saying? Joe Biden hides it. And he's also the biggest reason why black males, the whole mass incarceration. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with that. So why would I want to vote somebody who fucked black men over? You know what I'm saying? Then to give him power? Oh, hell no.
Trump. You see Trump's taxes?
True.
That I was like,
we've
wow.
never seen.
They just recently released them.
Oh.
You didn't see them? He only paid like $740.
But that's because he's a smart businessman, and I give that to him. I like Trump.
How is he
a
smart
businessman?
He went bankruptcy 7 times.
Because it's smart. It's smart to go
that
bankrupt.
Is smart to do bankruptcy. Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah,
but it doesn't make
to,
him a good business person. It makes him shady.
It does, though. But it does. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to. It's almost like a tax write-off, if you will. You know what I'm saying? I filed bankruptcy. I ain't got to deal with all that extra bullshit. And he's still a billionaire at the end of the day. So something he's doing was right.
Well, they said Melina
but,
Trump. He's not really a billionaire no more. He done lost so much money. He don't have as much money as he used to.
Mm.
He's going broke. That's what was said.
Well,
I don't know how true that is, but
you can't hold certain businesses. Okay, you can't hold certain businesses while in office when you're in that seat. So. He had to, dish off shit to
relinquish
other people,
some of them.
Other family, whatever. Yeah. So he definitely couldn't, do that shit. But me, I'm going to take it a step further, right? The reason why I don't care for the Democratic Party at all, neither do I care for the Republican, but the Republican side makes more sense with some of the shit they got going on. Now, if you really do some digging and research the first, you know, black American, who, what party they was a part of, we were a part of the Republican Party. Black people were first Republicans first ever. And, you know, the shit that they were, the Republicans were doing makes sense. But how we look at it is they like to keep the rich rich and the poor poor. That ain't was it's not net that's not necessarily what's
I don't
going
agree
on,
with
but,
Democrats
you know,
exactly either because they're not ready for the military. They're not for the military. They don't give us some pay increases in the military.
A lot of stuff.
They're against a lot of that, more so taking money. So I get that part. But I don't agree with certain stuff that we do either. So I understand. I've said before I'm in between. But the only thing about Trump that just bothers me so much that I would not vote for him is the fact that he is too racist for his own good. And I feel like he's just ready to start a race war. That's what bothers me the most. And he's very sexist. I just personally think he's trying to win the election so that he can avoid prison time. Because you know he has a warrant out in like two other countries right now. So,
yeah, of course.
If they request for him once he gets out of office, his ass is going down. They pass his ass over because that's just how it is. Because there was somebody over there that we were looking for that did whatever to their country. We would have to send their ass over there, you know, to do their time over there. It's like in districts and counties or something like that, we would have to do the same thing here. Like you do a crime in Texas, you run in Chicago. They're going to take your ass from Chicago and take you right back on down to Texas. So that's the same thing.
Right. Hence, we killed Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein. Hence, you know. But, yeah, I don't agree with both parties. I feel like it ain't about Democrats and Republicans. It's about conservatives and liberals.
And who got the biggest dick?
That's what I really feel like it's about, pretty much. And I tell people all the time, that to me, I don't give a fuck who's in office because at the end of the day, you have to vote in the right people to sit at the Senate. Right now, and I posted this earlier, there's 53 Republicans in the seat to 45 Democrats. Now, if you're so Democratic, if you want the Democrats to have the majority, you have to vote them in. So it don't matter who's at the presidency because there's checks and balances. The president definitely gets vetoed. You know what I'm saying? So if of course, a lot of stuff that Trump do is going to go, because Congress is made up of 55, fuck, 50, whatever.
And that was back in February, March, when those votes were going on, because I went and voted. I think it was like February when they had the votes for the Senate seats and the Congress, and they come around like every so many years. But they're not as publicized as much as the main campaign, and people don't understand that when you're supposed to go vote is in the beginning of the year, when the Senate seats and stuff are open and, you know, you able to follow those. But a lot of people don't follow that stuff. They follow at the end.
And I hate
when it's too late.
I hate that when I try to explain it on Facebook, so many people look at me like I'm fucking crazy. Oh, you're siding with Trump. Oh, you saying you don't want black people to vote. That never came out of my fucking mouth. I just said that I'm not voting. Oh, you're going to let Trump win by not voting. First of all, and I stated this in the post earlier, there's 12.7 million people in Illinois. Exactly. And I said for Illinois, we are one of the three big Democratic states. It's us, New York, and California, who are majority, who will always be Democratic, right? For as far as presidency, not for the governors and mayors, but for the presidency. So with that being said, whether I vote or not, there's 12.67 million people in Illinois who's going to vote. So for Illinois, if they voted for Biden, Biden wins Illinois, that job is done. You have to depend on 49 different other states to get him as the fucking president. So my vote, to me, don't mean shit because it only counts as 20 electoral college votes. That's it, that's all. So for the 3.28 people of Chicago, does it really matter if one don't vote? It don't. Trump has never, first of all, Chicago don't fuck with him, so he would never win Illinois. So why am I going to sit here and worry my brain, wrecking my brain about voting in here in Illinois when I know 12.67 people, we're going to, the mass majority is going to vote for the Democratic Party. I'm more so worried about the Senate. I want to get the right people in so that way his stupid ass laws don't get passed. But guess what? There's 55 Republicans in the seat, so whatever Trump say, they agree with it. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is.
For the most part, you got some Republicans switching their votes now because they feel comfortable about Trump and the way he's been, handling things. Have anybody ever thought that maybe Trump has like dementia or some shit? Because all of a sudden he's so forgetful about every goddamn thing. You know he in his 70s, so.
This is true. But I always feel like there's no point of having a president to be governed by our local government. You know what I'm saying? We're not really, there's no laws set by the president that we got to abide by. It's all by our local government. You know what I'm saying? Like Illinois, Chicago's laws is different from Berlin's laws when it comes to certain shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to pay for parking, but they do. You know what I'm saying? It's just shit like that. And people, I don't know. I feel like they forgot all of this shit when we were taught this in high school. And they're just like, oh, it's the president. The president did the president. I'm like, yeah, but the president gets laws passed and vetoed all the fucking time. So it's not like what the president say goes. No. They deal with stuff on a bigger scale.
Yeah, but everybody doesn't understand that concept. Everybody understand that concept. The only thing they hear is when Trump says some outrageous, nasty, disgusting ass remarks that he would just say in a press conference, and then it get people riled up. Like, you got people, he talks about creating race wars, by some of the statements that he's made. Like, I'm at the point now, I have so many Caucasian white battle buddies, right? And I've noticed that a lot of them have been saying some off-the-wall shit on their page. And I've had to, we just not friends no more. It's becoming to the point where I'm uncomfortable, even talking about uncomfortable situations because they not in my skin and they genitalia 9 times out of 10 is not the same as mine because it's male dominant. But it's like, you weren't talking all that shit like when we was having to go overseas together and protect each other. So what's going on now,
Exactly.
And it's just making it really awkward and showing people's true colors about they feel like whites are superior than blacks. And, it's just a disgusting world we live in right now. And it's concerning because I'm having brown babies, a son, and that stuff like worries me about stuff happening to them. I can't do shit about it but cry and scream and break shit. Like, it's just not fair. It's like, when is they going to open their eyes and see that brown is not a threat to your life and white is not superior, and what makes you feel like you're better than the next person? And nobody understands this. Like, they only see color, and I don't understand that concept. We bleed the same way, our heart beats the same way, we got lungs, it's all the same. But I'm seeing that it's never going to be peace. Like, after all these years, African Americans, blacks, have basically built America up, and it still ain't shit to them. Never probably. And we never would get that gratification ever or anything that they ever promised us. And it's frustrating for them to publicly convey that and, other people like, yeah, we agree. Because your president said it, and then now they punching black people or killing extra black people for no reason. Like, this year has been off the charts of racial discrimination and all kind of stuff that's been going on. And it gets tiring sometimes, and I just don't want to watch the shit. no more. I'm at the point where I get on social media, I cringe. I cringe just the thought of it. And it's, I don't want to bring my kids here for that. It's sad.
Exactly. And here's where I love to stomp people at. If you notice, right, everybody wants to complain now, right, about Trump. But Trump has never switched up. Trump has been the same way since he ran 4 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So y'all knew what was going on beforehand, but guess what? Y'all didn't want to vote for Hillary. Y'all didn't want to vote for Bernie
Sanders.
He's
a woman.
And right, and people ended up letting Donald Trump win. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could have impeached him and then moved for him to get impeached and got out of office, but y'all didn't do that.
They
tried. You know what I'm saying? So why
they took him to court. He won. Remember? He was on trial.
He only got impeached, though. They could have kicked him out of office.
Yeah, but he got impeached, but he gets to still stay in office. So
right, they could have
all that stuff went on. They pretty much ignored it.
Right, just like Bill Clinton, he got impeached, but he still stayed his ass in office.
But look what Bill Clinton got impeached for. What was it? Getting cheating on his wife? What was he getting? I forgot. What was it? Bill Clinton got his dick sucked by
Monica
Lewinsky. That was her name. And I'm just like, but Trump talking to Russia, Trump then tax fraud, raping little girls, got a warrant out in other countries. Like, this man.
If you ever notice, right, of course, I don't want to get too deep into this shit, but if you know about the Illuminati, you know the Illuminati really runs every fucking thing. It's just rich white
people.
That's
a conspiracy, so you can't say that. You can't say it's a conspiracy, but I really honestly feel that Trump got some shit on all the motherfuckers around him, and they can't do shit because they all got some dirt on them. Everybody gone. So they trying to protect him to a certain extent, personally.
I wouldn't say it either, because what I'm going to say is, if you ever notice the trend of presidency, we go through 8 years of bullshit, and we go 8 years of good shit. Now, when me and you were born, right, you were born on the end of George Bush Sr.'s reign, and I was too, right? So we lived through the Clinton era. That was 8 years. The economy was great. Then we went through George Bush Jr. That was 8 years of bullshit that we ended up going through. Then we go through Obama. We got back on top. Now we go through some more years of bullshit now that Trump is in office. So this is 4 years. Now, me personally, the way the trend has been going, the way I've been seeing shit, Trump is going to win for the simple fact we haven't had a president term since whoever the president was before just Bush Sr. So
was it Kennedy?
You know, it's been
that was in '60s. That was Nixon.
Reagan. I want to say Reagan.
Reagan.
Ran one term. I believe it was either him or Nixon ran one term. But
we've
always had 8 years. Right.
Everybody was in court for that Jeffrey Epstein stuff on his island, his land, when everybody, even Hillary stuff has been going on, Obama was called for that.
Yes, it's a long list of people. The politician world is very crooked, evil, nasty, and dirty. But there's more to it than we will ever know. But it's all bullshit. Biden has not been the perfect man that everybody think he is because, he had 47 years of fucked up shit that he signed off on. That's why I don't fuck with him like that. But people will look at me as, oh, you're a Trump supporter because you're not supporting Biden. No, it's not
that. I really
wish
Bernie Sanders would have won.
Honestly, like every time he runs from Predator, man, he always like falls out like right before, and it's just it's like ugh.
And the reason why is because America don't want that. That's what we need, but they don't want that. They're not gonna put that out there for us. You know what I'm saying? They're not gonna be like, oh, well, this is, you know, they're not gonna put somebody who's actually making sense and well, I could actually do what they say.
They want drama, chaos.
We definitely want bullshit. Exactly. We're definitely gonna always have bullshit. But you know, people, I feel like, don't do enough research. You know what I'm saying? They just, you know, every four years I was taught to go vote. I'm gonna just go vote. No, you need to do your research on this shit. And I don't vote because I know the crookedness behind all of it. Everybody's going to preach to you, oh, this is what I'm going to do when I get in office, but they're not going to never do it. You know what I'm saying? They talk about
because
the
school system.
Because
they don't have
the Senate
and, you know, the vote.
Exactly. The schooling system has been fucked for years. That's never going to get fixed. Healthcare is never going to get fixed. They're just going to do little by little.
And other countries like Canada are succeeding us. And I don't understand because they have common fucking sense. Like, their schools, their healthcare, like, all of that is outstanding. And we're supposed to be, like, the most happiest country ever. And we have the top of the homeless and the shittiest healthcare. Like, it's really sad. It's how does Canada get their shit right?
And
we still over here struggling.
Exactly. I don't understand why people would want health care from the government. Fuck that. Go ahead and get the Blue Cross Blue Shield or whatever all that expensive shit is, because you get that Medicaid and it ain't Obamacare no more, it's Trump care.
But you have to make
good
money, a decent money, and some people don't have the jobs to do it, and then the deductible for it, like insulin, it's like don't get diabetes now. It's like $200 for one insulin. And you got to have insulin once a week for some people. That's a lot. That's like $1,000 a month.
I get that. Because really, it affects the older people. Like, I really get that. But
not older people. It's younger people that are born with diabetes. Kids that are born with diabetes.
I'm talking about Medicare. The government shit. The reason why, with the older people, they worked shitty jobs back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's going to affect them. We had the chance to do other shit with our life as far as the medical because it's so much better now. Now, we could set ourselves up for success as far as all of that shit goes. So, when we do retire, we don't have to depend on that bullshit. But it's up to what we do with the first 60 years of our life, you know what I'm saying, up until we retire. But nonetheless, healthcare is never really going to ever get fixed. Nothing's really going to get fixed. Whoever gets in office is going to sign off the new shit, make people happy, make people mad, and we're going to go through the same cycle every 4 years or every 8 years. It's always going to be that way. And I really shame a lot of black people because when Obama was in office, it was great for a while, then they turned his day back on him. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Obama didn't do this, Obama didn't do that. Then, when we really get somebody who really don't give a fuck, now everybody's like, oh, well, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But y'all let Trump get in office. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, America failed to do their job, and Trump got in office. And then you kept him there for 4 years. You know what I'm saying? I don't think us as people really have the right to really actually get people in where we're supposed to. I think all this shit is all already set up. I think that the Illuminati or, you know, whoever the masses are have a 20, 30, 50-year plan of X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think. I just find it just odd and weird how, you know, we get these politicians every 4 years to come out the woodwork or been in whatever position for so long and then, bam, I'm going to run for president. And it's crazy. Like, what job are you working to make that much money, and then other people just endorse the shit out of you with all this money, and then bam, you become president. You don't make that much fucking money and all that other shit. You know, it's, I don't know. It's just it's a lot of loopholes and all of this shit for me to want to hope anything. Because at the end of the day, we all go get fucked. At the end of the day, we all go, we have an expiration date. We're never going to be in the clear with any fucking day. I was arguing with a young lady this morning. She first of all, she called me a Trump supporter, and I wanted to kill her ass saying that shit. I'm not a Trump supporter. If anybody knows me, knows the 4 years he's been in office, I've been talking shit about him for four goddamn years. But she was like, I'm voting for Joe Biden because he's fighting for women's rights and some other shit. I'm like, he says that, but will he actually do it? I highly doubt it. Because although you're a woman, and I get that, you're a Hispanic woman, you also have the Black Lives Movement still here. It's going to be tricky for women, especially Black women, because now you want to fight for equality with women, and then let alone if they're Black, you got to fight for equality of being Black and being a woman. So now that moves into, well, you're Hispanic, you're white, you have a privilege, you shouldn't be this type of way. So, you know, it's going to go in a circle forever. So I don't think...
A minority, period, they consider minorities. They don't care nothing about Hispanics, if anything. This, because I told you, my dad's people come from Cuba. So it's still the same. Like, over in Cuba, it's still the same. If your skin is brown, dark, and you speak Spanish, they still look at you as, like, regular, lighter,
right.
Hispanic, still look at us darker brown Cubans, like, we the dirt,
right.
And they the superior
exactly.
ones. So it really doesn't really change.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's still the
and
same.
And I really
so,
laugh. I didn't mean to laugh. Well, I mean, she didn't know I lied, but I'm just in my head like, but you're definitely the minority. You're Hispanic. So in the eyes of America, you really don't get a say though. You know what I'm saying? Because America treat minorities worse than Black people. So y'all don't get a say so. And that's bad. You know what I'm saying? I hate that people get so caught up in what the people who run for presidency say. Dude, I could say a million things to get you to believe in me and, you know, for you to vote for me. I can get people to do that shit. But am I actually going to do it? No. Why? Checks and balances. And then I'm going to say anything I can to get you to vote for me. You know what I'm saying? It's a con artist game, you know? But people don't believe in that shit. They just solely believe in voting for the presidency or voting is the greatest thing in the world. It's really not. Because you're always going to vote for, well, the two of the lesser evils. One politician, to me, is not better than the other. They're all crooked. They're all in the same system, whether you're Democratic or not. And nobody goes through, does anything that they fucking say. Because if so, teachers would have got paid way more a long time ago. Schools wouldn't be failing at the rate that they're failing. They'd have a lot more things to help their system, which it doesn't. Schools fail more and more as these years go by. So when the president talks or the candidate talks about, oh, what I'm going to do for schools, I laugh. Because if that was the case, schooling system would be 10 times better than what it is. It's not. It's horrible.
They teach you how to be an employee.
Much,
yes.
You're going
to
work
be a
the rest
person.
Of your life. Exactly.
And
you're
then
gonna
die.
Work the rest of your life, do stuff, and you're not going to be done paying until you retire. And then you only get to enjoy life for the next 20 to 30 years.
Not
That's
even.
That's not life. That's not
Maybe
life.
10.
Not, you're right. Not even. Yeah.
You just lie strong. Yeah. Like 10 years, you can retire.
Right.
Like, what, 65? And then maybe 10 years. What's the normal? For African Americans, I think the lifespan is like 75, maybe. You got some lucky
ones. The way we're going is 25. Shit.
gospel. We're going to see. But enough of that. We got enough of that. We could talk about that all day. I guess we're not getting no more poets tonight. I did want to make an announcement before the show did end tonight. I'm currently published. It'll be out in about 2 weeks. And it's called Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend by I Am Genesis, of course. And if you would like to see that, it's on all of my social media platforms. Genesis Silverman on Facebook. That's G-E-N-E-S-I-S Silverman. And then on Instagram, it's going to be 3YEM underscore Genesis on Instagram. So you can go check it out there. I have not brought out the link yet because the countdown doesn't start until Monday. So this is for promotion purposes only, but the countdown will be there. And then once the countdown finishes going down, then the site will open up where you guys can go and purchase the book. Also, I'm going to have other things on there, like if you are like meditating, it's going to have sage on there. You have gemstones on there like rose quartz, tourmaline, just amethyst, and just to name a few, t-shirts, gems, sage, and the book. So it's all going to be based around like meditation, but it's a poetry book, and it just talks about a lot of stuff in my life and things that I've seen in other people's lives. But this is my first book, so I'm really excited about it. So go support your girl. And I'm creating, with this book, I'm creating more platforms for other poets to get out there and to share their work and create other platforms for other poets to come and speak their truth and have, you know, a safe space to come and speak and talk about things. So that's what's going on with me. So if you'd like to see some stuff, I'm going to be posting it every day until the site opens up, we can guys go and purchase.
Hey. So I think next Thursday you should read a little snippet off of your book for us. Give us a little treat in what we're going to be looking forward to.
What you going to be looking for? Yeah, I could do that. I think I can little some out of the book, but, you know, I can remember it by not reading it out the book. I don't have to necessarily read it out the book, you know, because it's in my heart. You know, it sits on my chest, and I'm thinking about doing audio as well for people that don't like to read, hint, hint, rarely rails. And I know it's a lot of other people out like that. So I have to consider y'all's feelings and make sure that I have something for y'all. So, and I like poetry books with the audio too, because you can feel it when somebody speaks. When they put that oomph on it, like the extra sauce, you know what I'm talking about?
Facts. But when it sounds, it's a poetry book, so I know I would definitely read it because that's something I'm interested in. I only read stuff that makes me interested. I don't read things that don't hold my interest.
Right, but for people that haven't heard my poetry, you know, I don't know how long I've been on the show. Probably since, what, April? Something like that?
Couple months now. Yeah.
March? Somewhere in there. So it's March or April, May, June, July, August, September. About 6-7 months now. So it's been a little while. And in the beginning, when we first started, I used to spit poetry all the time. So we started getting more people. And every now and again, maybe once a month, I get on here and speak poetry, but I've also been on other platforms for other virtual poetry shows, and I've been on there, and I post those as well on all social media platforms. So if you want to know more, you can hit up me or Rails or Princeton or, I don't know, is Terry back or all the way? Because he told me he came back, and then he disappeared again.
He will be back tomorrow.
Well, okay. Well, Terry. We'll be back as well. So,
oh my God.
I just be naming people. Don't touch me. I'm sure they probably call me Jen or something.
Genesis is the only person that can name us this, okay? y'all only call us by AK Radio Rail and B-Trey, you understand? So don't be getting on my social media talking about some really rail. You address me as Radio Rail, goddammit. Okay, people.
I don't know. This is you a kid, and you know they always give you that nickname. And I remember when I first met you, you was talking about nicknaming me. I'm looking at you like, who are you talking to? You did say you wanted to nickname me.
You shut that down like, quick. I got a name. It's Genesis. Okay. All
right. But I think it was because of the nickname you chose. I don't remember what the hell he was trying to call me, but he said something. I was like,
yeah, it was definitely stupid.
And if it was a dope nickname, I would have took it. Why would you call? See, you gotta have a reason. Because
you remind me of a Care Bear. Have you seen the Care Bears before?
No, I've never watched it. It's like, this show reminds me of the Teletubbies.
Nah, see, I've never seen that. But, you know, one of the Care Bears is so compassionate and so free-spirited. And that reminds me of you. I got to find a name right now.
You just made that shit up. You never, it wasn't a Care Bear. It was not Care Bear. It
was
something else. I don't remember what it was. But if he explained it.
It was different colored Care Bears, and it wasn't a Teletubby. It was a Care Bear. I got to remember which color was the one that fit your profile.
Well, I guess I'm compassionate. But he always called me mean. I know every time we're on the show, he always say I'm being mean, rude to him. But now I'm a Care Bear. I'm nice. I'm compassionate.
For other people, just not me. For other people.
You know that my guy says the same thing. He's like, oh, you're so sweet to everybody else but me. No, it's life. That's not the truth.
You just be coming in my head, you know. But it's all good, you know. That's why my diabetes in your tummy is giving you the blues. I hope you do a whole 360 in the, right now.
Anyways, he is, and he's driving me nuts. That's why we're going to have to come to the ending of the show. Also, we only had one poet call in tonight. I'm kind of disappointed because we had, like, two other people that were supposed to call in, guys. I'm sorry you guys didn't get the sexy poetry tonight, but I did leave a link, and I did leave the number on all social media platforms for people to call in for poetry night. We love to hear you guys' truth. Speak your truth. Come on, represent for the poets. We are trying to get heard and get out there. But you know, next week may be better.
You know it.
It may be better.
I'm just singing my life away. Yeah, everybody follow me, Radio Rail. What the fuck? Follow me, Facebook, Terrell, Radio Rail, Redmond. Instagram Radio Rail 21 or Hail Rail 1290, which is my personal. Follow me on Twitter, Dylan2811. I have been having a ball with Twitter. Thought about using it. I've been having a fucking ball with Twitter. It's funny.
I've never had
Twitter.
Not
gonna lie. Again, it's funny to me because there's a lot of funny stuff on there. Not gonna lie. Again, I don't like Trump as a president. But as a businessman, but as a comedian, to me, he's hilarious. Like some of the shit that he says on Twitter, it's hilarious. The shit that Lori Lightfoot say on Twitter is hilarious. So, yeah, man, Twitter is funny. These people are just But follow me. I follow back if you're an artist. Definitely hit me up if you know somebody who's an artist or a poet, anything. I don't give a fuck what they do. If they paint toenails, let me know. Get you on the show. Let your, you know, talk your shit. You know, get yourself out there. I support any and everybody. But if you don't support me, I'm not rocking with you.
Yes, thank you
again,
for saying that. Facts. Big facts.
Real shit. There's people, personal people, who don't follow me, who don't support my shit, and never liked it or never shared anything. I don't fuck with their shit. Like, you are cool, but I'm not going to support you unless I see a share or anything. But, again, check us out here tomorrow from 10 to 11. Me and B-Trey will be back tomorrow. We have a guest by the name of The Real DC Young Fly. No, it's not actually DC Young Fly. But he's a local.
Oh, so I was like, what is going on?
Oh, no. If it was actually DC Young Fly, I would be definitely promoting the hell out of that one.
Why does he have the same name? I mean, I hope you get... I'm going to listen tomorrow because I need to understand where he get that name from and why he felt the nerve to use it. Does it get him more promotion or get him looked at more when you take other people's names?
Maybe. But he's a nice artist here in Chicago. I'm working on getting Kenny P. He goes by the name Kenny P. He hit me up. I've met him through Bar University. He has a album coming out tomorrow. I will announce the album tomorrow and definitely follow him. I'm probably more than likely going to get him to be on the show next Friday. Yeah. So that's it for the announcements for me. I am done. I'm tired. I have one more show left. So, good night for me. Anything else, Genesis?
Nope, I'm good over here. I got no more announcements right now. I have been working my ass off. I do have something coming. I don't think I'm going to start announcing it probably until the new year. I think it'll be better because I have more information. But y'all already know I got some stuff cooking up and we'll be out next summer. So that's about it. That's all I want to say. What song are you playing tonight?
I'm going to play my little brother, Josiah D'Amore. Y'all always hear me speak him because that's my little brother. He's not my literal little brother, but, like, that's my homie. That's my brother for years. I look at him as my little brother. I'm trying to get his punk ass on the show because he needs to start making himself known. But I got some unreleased tracks that I always get exclusive rights to. From a lot of people, but especially from him. I'm going to play it. It's called Peace. So, but you can catch him on Apple Music and Spotify. He has two EPs out that he made, one last year and one this year. It's B Time and 1119. Again, his name is Josiah D'Amore. That's Josiah D'Amore. Good night, everybody. Wash your fucking hands. Be courteous, be kind, and be safe.
Night, night. I'll holla.
All right.
Yeah. I need peace. Yeah. I need peace. I need peace.
Yeah. It looks like you lost another one.
So much on my mind, damn, I can't dig. Took my pain away, then I add the weed. Submerged in my thoughts, damn, I can't breathe. I need to get away, man, I need peace. I need peace. Yeah, I need peace. I need peace. Devil on my back, man, I need peace. Everybody fake, man, I ain't with it. Always on my line about money, I'm getting. When I need somebody, who can I call up? Jump in the booth, then pick up my phone. Go and grab a drink, then get in my zone. Go and light that L, put one to the dome. Moving down like sure, no one to disturb me. Turn my phone off, no one can deter me. When I'm in my thoughts, my vision gets blurred. I need to get away so I can't get peace. So much on my brain, damn, I need peace. So much on my brain, damn, I need peace. So much on my mind, damn, I can't think. Took my pain away, then I add the weed. submerged in my thoughts. Damn, I can't breathe. I need to get away, man. I need peace. I need peace. Yeah, I need peace. I need peace. The devil on my back, man. I need peace. P-E-A-C-E. I need that. God has gave me the recap. Too many snakes need to weed whack. Everybody around me gotta watch them. Too many snakes and imposters. Keep my circle tight like a mobster. Lay some crabs in the bucket, I'm the lobster. Whoa. They ain't never been real, always been fake. Tight just to watch, won't congratulate. Hate so hard, try to emulate. I know. You'll never have what it takes. Step back, kid, don't get in my way. If you a hater, move out the way. Then go. So much on my mind, damn, I can't think. Took my pain away, then I had to weep. Submerged in my thoughts, damn, I can't breathe. I need to get away, man, I need peace. I need peace. Yeah, I need peace. I need peace. The devil on my back, man, I need peace. I need peace. I need peace.